It was a fantastic Vase run, but it's come to an end with a really exciting tie.
Yeah, it really was a good game. Both teams going forward looked very good. I can't ask for any more from the players. You know, they gave everything they had. You know, it's been a great Vase run, and I'm proud of all the efforts they've put in. Obviously, everyone's disappointed because we've lost ultimately, but when we look back on it, we're really pleased with the effort.
Clearly, they were the favourites, and they showed how good they were. But you're going to look back at this game and think what might have been, because there was a spell at 1-1 where you had some great chances, including a penalty.
Yeah, and probably before the game, we knew that these key moments were going to come, and we had to take them. And unfortunately, today we didn't. You know, like you say, when we got back to 1-1, we had a spell of 20 minutes where we could have easily had two or three goals, and the tie completely turns on its head, and we maybe have gone through. But it's all ifs and buts, really. We didn't take the chances, not through want of trying. But it's disappointing that spell, because if we'd really, if we had taken our chances there, I think we'd have hung in there.
And you didn't give up. The visitors started the second half better and went a couple ahead, but you still managed to pull a goal back and make it an exciting finish.
Yeah, the lads never give up. In fairness to them, they put everything they've got into each game, and never know when they're beaten. And again, we got back to 3-2, and we've had a header. On a different day, goes in the corner, and again, with 6 or 7 minutes to go, it's anyone's game. Obviously disappointed that it's 5-2 in the end, because I don't think 5-2 is a fair reflection on the actual game. I think it was closer than that, but they had the quality at the end to score a fantastic couple of goals, and so it looks a little bit of a harsh score on us, really. But they had the quality in their team to do that.
What did you make of the occasion? Because you had a club record attendance, but probably 2/3 of those at least were from the opponent, South Shields. It was quite a colourful afternoon, a noisy afternoon.
Absolutely, they made it a special atmosphere. So, fair play to them for coming all the way down and supporting their team so well. It was great for everyone, really. Our players enjoyed that, and we'll look back on it. By the time we come to Monday and realise what a good game they've been involved in. At the moment, it's probably a bit too disappointing for them to see that, the bigger picture. But they're all young. Have experienced a good occasion now, so they're can only benefit from that, and in their future careers we'll, next time it happens, they'll be all the better for it.
Now you're still in two cups, you still have two quarterfinals to come, the Southampton Senior Cup and the Wessex League Cup, so there's still plenty to play for Team Solent.
Absolutely, yeah, we two quarterfinals and at least 17 league games, so there's plenty for us to do between now and the end of the season. Obviously, Monday night is the next cup quarter final, so that'll be a big ask to pick everyone up. But I'm sure with the quality of the lads in the change room, by the time tomorrow lunchtime comes around, they start thinking about that game and prepare properly. And we'll look to put in a good performance on Monday night.
And I suppose one thing they won't forget, they played against Julio Arca, a former Premier League star who scored some outrageous lob at the end.
It was a fantastic goal. Yeah, that's the quality that a Premier League player brings to a non-league game like that. To have the vision and the quality to pull it off was it would have been great to watch if you weren't the manager of the other team. But they will look back and realise they've played against a very good side, and I'd be shocked if they don't win the Vase.